Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to another episode of the College Gridiron Showcase Watchlist Show, presented by the NUC NFL Draft Bible, show number 14 here on this October the 6th of 2016. Again, we'll be focusing on the tight ends for today. Again, the CGS Watchlist Show is presented by the NUC NFL Draft Bible. Visit NFLDraftBible.com. Again, for a 30-day free trial, you can use the promo code DRAFT2016. And, of course, if you missed it, we did drop our watch list. And last week we expanded the watch list, now over 620 players, and it could be viewed at CGSAllStar.com, where it isn't too late to nominate a player as well. So, again, if you're a player tuning in or you know of a player that may be interested in going out to Bedford, Texas, and performing for 4 or 5 days, in front of NFL, CFL scouts, visit CGSAllStar.com. It's very easy, and you could recommend a player there. And, of course, the College Gridiron Showcase kicks off January 7th, goes on through January 11th in Bedford, Texas. It's the fourth year that this event is going on. So go ahead, check it out. Also, don't forget, for the best NFL draft coverage, visit NFLDraftBible.com. Established in 2002, NFL Draft Bible has been bringing you the names that you need to know first since 2002, which is something the College Gridiron Showcase also takes a lot of pride in as well, bringing you guys the names that you need to know, the names that will maybe a lot of people aren't high on or don't know about right now, but soon enough, you will be seeing them in an NFL uniform near you. So again, visit NFLDraftBible.com. You can use the 30-day free promo code DRAFT2016 for a limited time only. You could also use the promo code FOOTBALL2016 for 50% off for life. I know that is ending very soon, so go ahead and check that out. Log on NFLDraftBible.com. As always, I am your host, Chris Shanafell, and joining the show now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking tight ends. We'll be joined by the co-owners, the co-founders of the game, Craig Redd and Jose Jefferson, in just a moment. But again, we're going to be talking about tight ends. Last week we had wide receivers. The week prior, running backs. The week before, quarterbacks. Today we will be focusing on the tight ends. And you know, the CGS, we break down each and every positional group. And looking at the past for the College Gridiron Showcase, they've had quite a few tight ends play in this event. You know, off the top of my head, I remember, of course, Kennard Backman from UAB. I believe he spent a year with the Green Bay Packers, maybe a free agent right now. More recently, though, a couple guys, Gabe Holmes, now with the Oakland Raiders. I know his season's over. He's on IR. He's another guy. Got his opportunity at the CGS. How about Garrett Griffin, a guy from Air Force, now on the New Orleans Saints practice squad, coming to the event, played quarterback there at the at Air Force, and now is in the league playing tight end. So you could come to the College Gridiron Showcase and you could have success, you know, whether you're playing your natural position that you in college, or you're going to be thrown into a new position at the pro level and you give it a shot there. These guys have proven that. Neil Sterling, another guy now with the Jacksonville Jaguars. But again, we are joined by one of the co-founders of the game. He is Jose Jefferson. And Jose, when looking at the tight end group that you guys have kind of put together over the past couple of years, like I mentioned, Gabe Holmes now with the Oakland Raiders, Garrett Griffin now with the New Orleans Saints. I mean, what were a couple of things that you've seen out of these guys when they participated in your guys' event?
Honestly, that they were great athletes. those guys could, you know, if they slimmed down, they could be solid receivers, and if they bulked up, they could be, you know, decent linemen. I mean, because they had the goods to do everything that the tight end position requires. And it's become a trickier position nowadays, because, you know, with guys like Gronk or Graham, you know, even Gates for that matter, to where it's become more of a receiving position, a hybrid flex type, but those guys are, you know, hand in the dirt at one play and then they're stand up receivers the next. So I think that, I mean, people kind of sleep on the tight end, but I honestly feel that they're probably some of the better athletes on the team because they have to do so many different things.
Become, like you said, a much bigger, and the position has much impact nowadays than it ever has. And you know, they say the more you can do, like you said, playing, you know, having the guy in the backfield as fullback, tailback, you know, playing them out wide. I mean, whatever you can do. I mean, and I said Garrett Griffin out of Air Force played quarterback there at Air Force, came to the CGS, you know, makes the transition to tight end. Was there anything specific that you've seen out of him that kind of that made you believe, you know what, this is a guy that can actually get it done and could get an opportunity at the next level?
His size. I mean, you know, they, like I said, again, I can't stress on how athletic these guys are. You know, I mean, obviously, when we think of quarterback now, you either think of a drop back guy or a mobile guy, but we never say athlete. And, you know, I thought he was an athlete that, I mean, we had a kid just last year at CGS, Kyle Washington, who was quarterback at San Angelo State. And he is 6'6". I want to say he was about 230, 225, 230. And he got picked up by the Philadelphia Eagles as a tight end, you know. And so I'm really thinking that that's where that trend is coming, to where they're starting to see, well, not only do these guys, they can run an offense, they're going to be able to understand the position, because as a quarterback, you have to know what all their 10 guys are doing. And to put a quarterback at tight end, especially if he has the size and athletic ability, all he has to do is focus on that one position. So that makes him pretty valuable.
Yeah, and again, I think the tight end position is more valuable nowadays than it ever has been before. And like Rob Gronkowski, Jimmy Graham, they're certainly that case. Jose, before we let you go, I know we just got fresh off of a conference call. Any late developments or any news surrounding the College Gridiron Showcase this week? What should the listeners stay tuned for in the near future?
That, you know, we're doing just like, you know, all the other games that are going on. We're getting our list ready and our invites ready. We're scouting pretty hard. Obviously, yourself and Rick and Craig, myself, have been scouring games. The main thing is probably going to be some sponsorship announcements here, probably closer to the end of the month. And just some updates with, like, how we're going to go about our scrimmages, maybe some new additions with our coaches. And that's one of the things that we'll probably do is announce some of our coaching staff and then possibly have them on the show as well. But it's what, about 91 days. Exactly. Today.
Yeah, it'll be here 90... before you know it, January 7th, yeah. Through the 11th. Again, for more information, visit cgsallstar.com. It's all right there. The watch list of over 620 prospects, the contact information for yourself and Craig Redd. Very easy to get in touch with you guys. And again, I mean, before we know it, we'll be in better, my friend. Thanks as always for jumping on the show.
You bet. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. There he goes. One of the co-founders of the College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium, Jose Jefferson. And with that said, again, I am your host, Chris Schanefeld. Got both Joe Everett and Rick Saratella of NFL Draft Bible on the Defiance Field Hotline. We're talking tight ends today, you guys, and we'll start off, Rick, who would you nominate as your CGS tight end performer of the week?
Well, Chris, first off, thanks for having me on the show. Secondly, that was a great intro with Jose. Third of all, I would just like to reiterate that one of the unique aspects of the College Gridiron Showcase this year, in addition to being director of player personnel for the rosters, NFL Draft Bible, our staff here, will be doing the videography, the live stream coverage, behind the scenes, on location, bringing you these stories of players, not just between the sidelines, but off the field. We're going to be hanging out with them in between practices, getting up close and personal with them in their daily lives as they prepare for the NFL. And it's going to be somewhat of a transparent process, which is really cool. And I'm just really excited to work with you guys and bring in live stream coverage of this event like it's never been done before. And it's just a can't stop, won't stop kind of day. And my College Gridiron Showcase tight end performer of the week, keeping the UAB name fame alive, Gerald Everett, Joe, your long lost cousin. I hope I didn't steal your thunder today, because this guy, it's hard not to name him the performer of the week from South Alabama, the big 6'4", 240-pound tight end, is just got scouts salivating over his skill set. A 5-catch, 103-yard performance over San Diego State University this past week, and he now has a dozen touchdown catches for his career. And I got to be honest, fellas, I do not think that this young man is a candidate for the College Gridiron Showcase. I do believe he will be playing in the Senior Bowl, but he is my College Gridiron Showcase Performer of the Week.
Well, you stole a little bit of my thunder there, Rick. And, of course, Gerald Everett, he's one of those guys, you know, they say big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games, and he certainly did that this past week against San Diego State. He did that week one against Mississippi State as well. I know he had a touchdown in that game and quite a few receptions in that game as well. Again, a fantastic receiving option for South Alabama. But with that said, I'll go to Louisville. And, of course, everybody had their eyes on that Louisville and Clemson game. And I thought that the Louisville Cardinals tight end, Cole Hikutini, from Sacramento State transfer, I thought he had a very nice game. I mean, he was Lamar Jackson's go-to throughout that game towards the end in their final possession on third down. Lamar Jackson tries finding him in the end zone. Unfortunately, did not convert, but I believe he had about 8 receptions for a little over 80 yards in that game against Clemson, a very tough Clemson defense this past weekend in their loss to Clemson. Joe, what about you? I mean, again, no relation to Gerald Everett, but, of course, we got Joe Everett on here as well. Who would you say is your CGS tight end performer of the week from this past week in college football, Joe?
You guys, like, reading right off the notes in the script, I love it. I had Hikutini listed, and, of course, I have my namesake, Gerald Everett, doing the family name very well against the Aztecs. I think, like, the both the guys you brought up, they're doing it against really good defenses, so that's what I think really credits them. But I'm just going to go chalk here then, Evan Engram. Every single week he's getting it done. I know he's already very highly up the list and probably another guy that's an elite Senior Bowl, but still, 3 touchdowns the last 3 games. I think they'll have this week off, but another guy, if you're getting a touchdown against the Bama defense, you're getting a touchdown against a healthy Florida State Seminoles defense, and that was the earlier game, and that's just good competition. He's a little slight framed. I mean, is he that Jordan Reed kind of like H-back deal, not a traditional tight end? I don't know that he's a drive blocker at the moment. He's probably going to have to work on that, but his receiving skills, leading the country in catches for tight ends, I believe. Evan Engram, flat-out stud, and he's just doing nothing but adding to his cause.
Yeah, one of the top tight ends in the country without a doubt. So there we have the CGS tight end performers of the week. Again, Gerald Everett, Cole Hikutini, Evan Engram of Ole Miss. Moving on to the risers at the tight end position. I mean, here we are about into the college football season, a little over a month into the college football season. Who is a guy or two, Rick, that has really – started to rise up your draft board again, you know, a little over a month into the season?
Well, the one guy that I just love every time I watch is Jeremy Sprinkle out of Arkansas. I think he's one of the more under-heralded tight ends from a media standpoint, because there are a lot of very good tight ends this year's class and maybe some underclassmen who are going to declare. So Sprinkle not getting the mainstream love, but he has a lot of love here in my heart because I love everything this guy brings to the table. I mean, he's gigantic at 6'6", 260 pounds. He can jump through the gymnasium. If you're familiar with this player, you might be familiar with his YouTube videos out there floating around that you can catch him blocking field goal kicks where he is just out jumping people by enormous lengths. So when you talk about a third down, a red zone target, this guy does need to improve his blocking. He has to get better footwork. But, I mean, the athleticism, and he's maintained that athleticism despite adding 50 pounds since arriving at Arkansas. He came in at 6'6", 205. He's now in that 260-pound range. So this guy is just a humongous target. I think that he will develop his blocking enough to be adequate at the NFL and maybe a potential starter at the next level if he can tap into some of that development and maximize his potential. Hey, if Hunter Henry is a second-round pick, I think this guy is definitely going to get drafted, maybe a day-three prospect. And, boy, I would love to see him compete and perform at the College Gridiron Showcase. The other guy I'll throw out there, you know, I might be stealing some of your thunder. I'll just touch base on him slightly, Chris. But Eric Saubert from Drake, this kid – is just, I mean, putting up an incredible season. 33 catches, 428 yards already for the Bulldogs. But what's more intriguing is he has a chance to make the NFL as a long snapper. And that versatility right there is going to go a long way towards him making an NFL team. And I think 18 of his first 19 practices, there was an NFL scout in attendance. So Eric Saubert is definitely a name you need to know.
And I'll just piggyback off right there, Rick. I mean, I said it in the beginning of the show, the more can do, and obviously at end position, especially nowadays, they're asked to do so much, whether it's, you know, blocking, receiving, playing, you know, in the backfield, you know, play some fullback. And then also you got long snapping as well for some of these guys like Eric Saubert, you know, by far Drake's leading wide receiver. This is a guy that you can split out, and, you know, he does have the athleticism. You know, make some plays down the field. You know, obviously this is a very raw still. If you ask me, I think this is a guy that is probably more of a late round prospect, maybe even a priority free agent. But as you said, the NFL interest is there. Scouts have been at Drake, and yeah, he's not playing the best competition. I mean, the Pioneer Football League isn't the toughest conference in college football, but what he's been able to do so far this season, he's a guy that. Even though a lot of guys pay close attention to FCS football, I think this is even the guy that not too many of small school football watchers even knew much about. But it's kind of hard to ignore what he's been able to do this season, you know, 5 weeks in for Drake. So, yeah, I'm also a big fan of Eric Saubert from Drake, and he's certainly a guy that is rising week by week, especially with, you know, how he's been able to perform to start the year. So certainly a riser on my board. Joe, what about you? Who's the tight end that's been rising over the last few weeks that you'd like to throw out there?
Well, I'll give you a riser and a slider. Michael Roberts, Toledo, you guys know I'm going Maction. Kid already's got 5 touchdowns on the year. I think he's got legit ball skills, just really soft hands, knack for finding holes out in coverage, and does a good job of recognizing when it's man, when it's zone, and when he can just break on in. The not top-end speed is what I'm seeing. I don't like his body build. Seems like he's a little chunky. Maybe he's got Joe's diet. I don't know what that's about, but so I think limited after the catch, but he's a real thick kid, difficult to get a handle on. He can break a few tackles after the catch, and he really does just have some nifty hands. So that Michael Roberts of the Toledo, he's definitely a guy to see coming up the board a little bit. And then just the guy we've been watching, we mentioned him earlier in the year, Johnny Smith, FIU. I've seen some big-time drops, and for a guy that's not – a legit two-way tight end, more of a faux receiver, you need to be displaying some better ball skills than that. I'm looking at the IU game specifically. That was a would-be touchdown that he just hit him right on the chest. So kind of inexplicable stuff for Johnny Smith, who's supposed to be a gifted receiver. He's definitely a guy, a draftable type player. It's just I'm not seeing it yet. So looking at you, Johnny Smith, pick it up.
And, you know, Joe, I want to just jump in there and follow up on that because I was watching some of that FIU game this past week, and my concerns really are with his size and his frame. And, you know, I know one kid who passed through the College Gridiron Showcase was Neil Sterling out of Monmouth, and he translated into a wide receiver at the next level. I see this guy, I mean, he is really a tight end and a wide receiver frame. I think he was even lining up outside on a few snaps. I'm just curious because when I was watching him play, Joe, I was saying to myself, this guy does not have the bulk or the frame to really block anybody. I just don't know how much value he has at the tight end position. And then I worry about if he is to convert to the wide receiver, you know, at least Neil Sterling had the speed. I don't know if Smith has the speed or not. We'll have to wait, I guess, until his combine or pro day testing. But just your thoughts, are you concerned with his frame overall, just how it translates to the NFL level?
Oh, exactly. I mean, he is a tweener. And if you're going to be a tweener, you need to have the wide receiver skills to back it up. And I just don't think he does. And I think I would agree, too, the explosion, I'm not seeing it either. So a guy that's stuck between two positions, master of none, kind of thing. So it's that's why I believe Johnny Smith might be sliding on a lot of people's boards right now.
Yeah, the Florida International you know, having a lot of questions so far to start the season. So there's Joe Weiser and a slider on the College Gridiron Showcase watch list show, focusing on the tight ends here. Rick, is there a tight end, a new addition to the CGS watch list that you're really excited about?
Well, yeah, there's a few guys here, you know, I don't think we discussed on the first show. And, you know, Salbert, I know, was a new addition. And a couple guys here, George Kittle from Iowa. You talk about a prototypical Iowa Hawkeye tight end. I know Craig was at the Rutgers-Iowa game, and we discussed him a little bit, but it's everything you would expect. You see what Fedorowicz is doing now with the Texans. He just had a big touchdown catch this past week. So you see a lot of similarities in George Kittle's game. Tremendous blocker, and then with the ability to catch the ball. I mean, he has 11 catches this year, 210 yards, a pair of touchdowns. So he adds that pass-catching threat, and, you know, maybe not a starter at the next level, but I take a look at George Kittle, and I see a guy who can be a solid backup at the next level. And then another guy I got to see personally, I mean, I'll speak on two guys that I had a chance to see personally this season. Colin Thompson out of Temple, via Florida, began over with the Gators. Just one catch this season, but he might have the blocking skill set to make a practice squad or 53-man roster as a blocker as well. And then Faison Odom from Fordham, who is on the complete opposite spectrum. I was not happy with his blocking when I observed Fordham with their game against Navy. But he's struggling a little bit this year. Not as involved in the offense as much as he was last year, as much as we'd like to see. But still, the raw athleticism, we just talked about this on our private conference call, and, you know, it's no secret that the raw athleticism, somebody's going to want to work with that lump of clay and mold this kid, and the athleticism's here, and I truly believe his best football is ahead of him. But right now, he is a borderline day three undrafted free agent guy, and definitely on the College Gridiron Showcase watch list radar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly going to take some time. Could turn into a pretty damn good player, but like you said, a pretty raw prospect, not as involved into the Fordham offense as At least I expected him to be to start the season. And, you know, obviously when you're a team, you're going to be running the ball a lot with a running back like Chase Edmonds, arguably the best in the FCS. That's you know, you're definitely going to want to showcase your ability to block. That's for sure. Joe, what about you? Is there any new additions to the CGS watch list you got your eye on?
Yeah, I made it out with one. You guys have been hunting and pecking away at my list, but I still got some left. The Mason Schreck, Buffalo. I had a chance to watch that Army game, and he's just a real long-frame kid, finds the football well. I think he's capable of driving his man off point in blocking situations. I don't know that he's going to be some dominator by any means, but, you know, Lance Leipold running a solid program up in Western New York. The Buffs, gigantic QB there. I'm slipping on his name. I think he's like a redshirt frosh or sophomore, but he's finding this Schreck kid, and I really like what he's got. He's the one of those, I think the very last edit we made to the list, and it's like, who is this Mason Schreck? I'm going to have to at least watch a game here, and yeah, I really like what I saw in that Army game, and I think it's another guy even watching the game there talking, yeah, there's some NFL scouts here to see this player. Granted, they could say that about a lot of players, but it does kind of validate us adding him onto the list. So, yeah, I think Schreck, well, he's proven he's a little player. I'm definitely going to have to watch some more Buffs this year.
Not going to find a better name than that, at least in the group tight ends as well on the CGS watch list. Now let's move on. Before we end the show, you guys, let's move on and talk about the tight end matchups that we're going to be keeping an eye on this week. I'll start off, Rick. We already talked FCS tight end that's getting some looks in Faison Odom. I'll talk about a player that's probably just about the complete opposite of Odom, and that's Duncan Fletcher from Furman. Furman, they're still searching for their first victory of the season. They're taking on Samford, and Duncan Fletcher, he's more of a blocking tight end. He'll go out, he'll catch a couple passes a game, but most of his work is done in the blocking game, and he'll have his he'll certainly have his job work for him as Samford's defense has a couple of outside linebackers that'll make it a very long day for the time out of Furman. So that's certainly a game that I'm going to be keeping an eye on. There's a couple of players there at Furman as well to keep an eye on as well. But that tight end, Duncan Fletcher versus this Samford pass rush, those two outside linebackers is certainly something to watch out for, especially if you're a fan of the blocking game when it comes to tight ends. Rick, what is the matchup that you're going to be keeping an eye on for this weekend?
Well, of course, we have our correspondent Miami Mike on location in Boston College with Clemson. Undefeated Clemson coming into town, and Leggett over there is going to be an interesting tight end prospect to watch. He's a borderline first-round guy, but the matchup I have on my mind is looking at the College Gridiron Showcase watch list, which you can find online at cgsallstar.com. And it's not too late to nominate players either. You can nominate your players there as well. You know, a couple guys here playing each other. How about Washington, Oregon? You know, listen, this Washington football team is going to be around the top of the rankings for a long time. The super sophomore Browning at quarterback, there's a lot of things to like, but how about his tight end, Darnell Daniels, 6'4", 246, and, you know, Joe talked about master of no trades. Well, you know, I'm not sure this guy is going to wow you at any particular thing, but he can do a little bit of everything pretty well, and I think he has value at the next level. I think there's a lot of prospects on this Washington football program that you guys are going to come to find out about between now and the end of the season. But on the other side of the ball, Oregon, how about the story of Farrell Brown basically, you know, ripped the muscle off of his bone and his leg, a really gruesome injury, was not sure if his career was going to be over. And while he's not back fully 100%, it's good to see him contributing in some kind of way, because he was at one time considered one of the premier tight end prospects in all of the country. So Farrell Brown, I mean, 9 catches for a 103 and a touchdown this year, but, you know, going up against the Huskies and the Ducks, that's going to be a matchup. We have two guys on the College Gridiron Showcase radar, and we only have so many spots. So that's going to be the matchup I'm keeping my eye on. And, Chris, I don't know if you're on location this week or not, but I know the next couple weeks here we got a bunch of guys on location at all kinds of different games. The college football schedule, the interconference play is starting to pick up steam, and the College Gridiron Showcase is right around the corner, so we're going to be on location across the nation. Can't stop, won't stop. Follow us on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible for everything we do, and really, really enjoying myself here today, fellas.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. Hey, before we close things out, Joe, did you matchups you want to throw out there?
Just a couple. I'm sure everyone's going to be watching Alabama-Arkansas with O.J. Howard and Jeremy Sprinkle, but you know I'm loving my matching. I'm going to be watching Toledo at Eastern Michigan. That's right. We mentioned Michael Roberts, the Toledo tight end. I know he's not on the watch list, just something to watch for future years. EMU has some freak of nature tight end, 6'7" freshman, Nigel Kilby, that is just a matchup nightmare. Just watching him lately, I just can't stop it. So, you know, believe it or not, guys, Eastern Michigan is starting to play a little bit of football. So I figured, you know, freak of nature tight ends worth a watch. And, you know, you also get to watch Michael Roberts at the same time.
There you go. There you go. Gotta love the action coming from Joe Everett, the guru. Special thanks to Joe. Special thanks to Rick Saratella for, of course, joining the show each and every week. Again, the College Gridiron Showcase takes place January 7th, goes on through the 11th in Bedford, Texas. Visit cgsallstar.com for more information, to contact the co-founders of the game, or if you want to check out the watch list of over 620 prospects. It's all right there, cgsallstar.com. Of course, this show is presented by the NFL Draft Bible, nfldraftbible.com. The deal is ending very soon. Save 50% off for life by using the promo code football2016. Or if you want to just get a taste of what we're about, you could use the promo code 2016 for a 30-day free trial. The NFL Draft Bible, bringing you the names that you need to know first since 2002. General, as always, thank you guys for your time, and here's to another week of some great college football action.
Game on.